energy doctor, and the Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I'm Dr. Hannah Klein, and I'm your host. Let's explore together how to live a life where we feel good, happy, and grateful pretty much all the time, and explore together how to get to that place. And the things inside of you that you need to change for that to happen. What you think and how you feel attracts things to you. So it's time to leave the reality you might live in, where there's never enough money and resources, or where you disrespect your body's needs, or have superficial relationships, bad health, and despair and anger for the state of humanity and the world. Let's exchange that for the good, high vibration of being joyful and happy. You want to truly live with joy and purpose. Life is a gift. Live it. Many people feel very fearful about money. When people are talking about there is a recession coming, there are really bad times on the way. Prices are going up. How are we going to deal with it? Bad times are coming. Ooh. How do we think about it? Don't you feel the creeping feeling of, oh, everything's going downhill? You know? No, I don't. First of all, I live in the now. Now is the time I can give you something. Now is the time I can talk to other people. Now is the time I can listen to my inner creativity and figure things out. Or let things flow through me into this world. Who says that just because the stock market is not doing well, or prices of fuel and medicine is going up tremendously, that I cannot have a good life, or you cannot have a good life? Why should I not feel good? You know, the more you feel good, I mean really feel good, not thinking, feel good, the more you attract good. And the more you give of good, the more you receive. There was a big industrialist from the last century called Emerson. And he used to say that the law of cause and effect is the only absolute law. That means if you are giving, you will get it back with extra interest. Wait, this is what primes the pump, causes good things to start moving. When you're not giving, things are stagnated, things are rusting inside of you. You need to give to be able to receive and to make that circle stronger and stronger and stronger. Generosity shows you and everyone around you that you are really abundant. You have more than you need. Can you imagine? You didn't think that yesterday, maybe. But that's what it is. The more you give, the more you become not afraid. It doesn't mean that you have to take all the money in your bank account and give it away this minute. No, but constantly being generous with your time, with your smile, with your kind words. Be remembering somebody like Aunt Hilda somewhere who you haven't talked to for a while. Give her a call. That is generosity. Just being generous with your time. Be generous with yourself. Give of your heart. And when you do that, you know, that means your pipes are opening wider. That means you will get more as well. See, the more you stretch this pipeline of giving, the wider it gets. And when you give something, that is an opening inside of you to receive. So now the giving and the receiving will go faster and in higher amounts because you have started this process. If you get a certain amount of money and you give away to this person, to that person, you think of helping someone, even reaching out to them to help someone before they ask you. You might even give a loan. It can be a small loan. But with a loan, you're telling the other person, I believe in you. I know you can pay it back. That things are going to change for the good for you. You will gain the strength as well to have things flow. I know I can pay it back. It's going to come back to you. You can gain strength from this attitude as well. It is important to keep that up, that feeling inside of you, that once you have started this giving cycle of giving yourself your time, your smile, and your money and resources, you will notice that things are flowing in a whole new way. You don't have to be afraid. This is the last dollar I have to give. Or what if I give this, then I probably won't have, and that would be bad for my children, my family, my... No. Listen to your soul. Your soul will tell you how much, what, and when. Then the ego will start saying, oh, wait a second, let's have a little thinking here. Is this really wise? Maybe I should give to 10 people instead of this much to that one. Ignore it. Stay with that first impulse of what to do and follow up on it. And when you give freely and know that the creator of the world, the universe, the world around you, however you want to call it, will bring more to you. Because you are now a giver. You are now a trusted person. You are now a real human being who is giving and contributing and having real purpose in their life. And if you notice that you have a real constriction, you really can't do it, you know, look for the episode I have on how to take things out of the subconscious mind, because you really need to work on it. It's okay. I had that issue also. Just work on it. Know that it's possible. You can become this free, loving, happy, giving person. Good luck. I want you to think that you can do something today to change your life for the better. It's about lifting your vibration to a higher vibration where joy and love and gratitude live. And try to implement it in your life. So take some of these thoughts and advice that I have given you today and practice.